Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavana Kumar. Chapter 12, Scene 1, On the Way to the Picnic. Once, the Lord desired to go early in the morning with all his cowherd of boyfriends to the forest, where they were to assemble together and take lunch. As soon as Krishna got up from bed, he blew a buffalo horn and called all his friends together. Keeping the calves before them, they started for the forest. In this way, Lord Krishna assembled thousands of his boyfriends. Each were equipped with a stick, flute, and horn, as well as a lunch bag, and each of them was taking care of thousands of calves. All the boys appeared very jolly and happy in that excursion. Each and every one of them was attentive for his personal calves. The boys were fully decorated with various kinds of golden ornaments, and out of sporting propensities, they began to pick up flowers, leaves, twigs, peacock feathers, and red clay from different places in the forest. And they also began to dress themselves in different ways. And while passing through the forest, one boy stole another boy's lunch package and passed it to a third. And when the boy whose lunch package was stolen came to know of it, the boy would try to take it back. But it was thrown to yet another boy. And so, this sportive playing went on amongst the boys as childhood pastimes. When Lord Krishna went ahead to a distant place in order to see some specific scenery, the boys behind him tried to run to catch up and be the first to touch Krishna. So there was a great competition. One boy would say, "I will go there and touch Krishna." "Oh, you cannot go. I will touch Krishna first." Some of them played on flutes or vibrated bugles made of buffalo horn. Some of them gladly followed the peacocks, imitating the onomatopoetic sounds of the cuckoo. And while the birds were flying in the sky, the boys ran after the shadows of the birds along the ground, trying to follow their exact course. Some of them went to the monkeys and silently sat down next to them. And some of them imitated the dancing of the peacocks. Some of the boys caught the tails of the monkeys and played with them. And when the monkeys would jump into a tree, the boys also followed. When a monkey showed its face and teeth, a boy imitated and showed his teeth to the monkey. Some of the boys played with the frogs on the bank of the Yamuna, and when, out of fear, the frogs would jump into the water, the boys immediately dove in after them. And when they would come out of the water, the boys would see their own shadows and then stand there imitating, making caricatures and laughing. And the cowherd of boys would also go to an empty well and make loud sounds. And when the echo came back, they would call it ill names and then laugh. As stated personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is realized proportionately by transcendentalists either as Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Itang satang brahma sukhanu bhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena mayasritanam naradaratena sakang vijaru kritapunya punja. Here, in confirmation of the same statement, Lord Krishna, who awards the impersonalist Brahman realization by his bodily effulgence, also gives pleasure to the devotees as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are under the spell of the external energy, Maya, take Krishna only as a beautiful child, and yet Krishna gave full transcendental pleasure to the cowherder boys who played with him. Only after accumulating heaps of pious activities, those boys were promoted to personally associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And who can estimate the transcendental fortune of the residents of Vrindavana? They were personally visualizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He, whom many yogis cannot find, even after undergoing severe austerities, although he is sitting within the heart. And this is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita, Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sampragamyo Vayora Papi Manaso Munipungavana. So yasya yat prapadasinya vachintya tatve Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. So one may search for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the pages of the Vedas and Upanishads. But if one is fortunate enough to associate with a devotee, then he or she can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. And after accumulating pious activities in many, many previous lives, the cowherder boys were now seeing Krishna face to face and playing with him as friends. They could not understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they were playing with him as intimate friends with intense love for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.